If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Stories of torture and rape from Ukraine.
Vera's story was detailed, compelling, and heartbreaking.
Budget busters at the supermarket.
Produce is more expensive. The packaged foods are more expensive.
COVID crisis in China.
Shanghai deep and silent.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. We begin in Ukraine, where President Volodymyr Zelensky is issuing a new warning and again pleading with Western leaders to send more weapons. He says Russia could begin using chemical weapons as it zeroes in on the eastern Donetsk region. In a speech to Lithuanian lawmakers, Zelensky says towns already targeted and abandoned by Russian troops have suffered the same atrocities the world witnessed in images from Bucha. Correspondent Holly Williams spoke to an elderly woman who relays her story of unspeakable cruelty, and it is disturbing.
Vera is 83 years old, a retired school teacher, who told us when her village was occupied by Russian forces last month, she was raped. He grabbed me by the back of the neck, she said. I couldn't breathe. I told the one who raped me, I'm old enough to be your mother. Would you let this happen to your mother? Vera told us. He made me shut up. She said her disabled husband was in the house when she was attacked, and she was also beaten. I wish he'd killed me instead of what he did, Vera said.
The president of a Ukrainian rights group, Katerina Cheropaka, says the number of survivors who've come forward is probably a small fraction of the women who've been raped by invading soldiers.
This is just the tip of the iceberg. Many survivors remain in the situation of life threat. They are staying on the occupied territory. They are cut off from help, from everything.
The war in Ukraine is driving up prices in this country that are contributing to historic inflation. President Biden is about to make a new move to tame prices at the pump. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe has details from the White House.
As the president heads to Iowa today, the White House is expected to unveil a new attempt at helping drive down gas prices. The EPA is going to allow the sale of a special gas blend, that is, fuel mixed with 15% ethanol. It's known as E15 and isn't normally sold during warmer months because of concerns of high gas emissions. But it'll be a really big deal in Iowa, of course, the nation's largest ethanol-producing state. CBS News polling out this week shows nearly 70% of Americans disapprove of President Biden's handling of inflation.
The price of breakfast and just about every other meal is putting a serious dent in household budgets. Correspondent Omar Villafranca checked out the source of rising eggflation.
Sam Miller has more than 8,000 hungry mouths to feed every day at Cedar Ridge Egg Farm in Northeast Texas. The rising cost of the corn and wheat feed is forcing Miller to raise his egg prices.
I don't jack my price up. I make a little bit. I don't make a lot off my egg.
The war in Ukraine, a major grain producer, and drought conditions in the U.S. have pushed wheat and corn prices up significantly. That has driven up the price of eggs by 56%.
Your morning breakfast price is going up all the way from the eggs, but to the bacon and the toast and everything else.
Livestock economist David Anderson says the worst avian flu outbreak in 7 years has killed more than 20 million birds in 24 states and has chipped away at the egg supply and pushed prices up.
2 weeks into a COVID lockdown in China's biggest city, the State Department has ordered all non-emergency staff at the U.S. consulate to leave. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
Shanghai, China's financial powerhouse, has been eerily quiet. The only bustle is at food depots, where there's a daily race to get groceries to millions who aren't even allowed out to shop. Billy Stockton is one of them, an American working in Shanghai. He's been confined to his apartment since late March.
No one knows where to get stuff. No one knows where to get medical help. It's creating panic and just instability.
Like the angry protests in areas where food actually ran out. In this one, the crowd is shouting, "We are starving." Meanwhile, Billy's been taking stock of his dwindling food supply.
So what are you going to have for supper?
I have sausages, and then they supplied rice, a bag of rice yesterday. So simple stuff like that.
Do you feel as if you're trapped in a bit of a nightmare?
It's beyond surreal.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
How'd you like to shave a few hours off your work week? They're working on it in California. Here's correspondent Monica Ricks.
A new bill would make the official work week 32 hours for companies with 500 or more employees in California. That's about a fifth of big companies in the state. If passed, workers would get time and a half for working any more than 32 hours and double pay for working days stretching more than 12 hours.
If it's passed, the rule would not apply to union workers. Critics call the bill a job killer. But shorter work weeks in other countries have led to increased productivity and less worker stress. The weather could get in the way of the work commute in some places today. The forecast calls for a spring snowstorm with blizzard conditions in parts of western North Dakota, South Dakota, and Montana. Severe thunderstorms and hail the size of golf balls were reported in Oklahoma and Arkansas last night. At the CMT Awards in Nashville, if I didn't love Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood were the big winners. They took belt buckle trophies for Video of the Year and Collaborative Video for their duet, If I Didn't Love You. And the Judds reunited. Accompanied by a gospel choir, Winona and Naomi made their first televised appearance together in 20 years on CBS. Kelsey Ballerini co-hosted from home after she tested positive for COVID. A pop star is getting ready to re-enter mom mode. Oh, baby. Britney Spears has announced on social media she's pregnant with her third child. The dad-to-be, her longtime beau Sam Asghari, whom she's referred to as her husband. 40-year-old Spears has two teenage sons with her ex Kevin Federline. During a court battle last year that ended her father's longtime conservatorship, Spears said she was forced to stay on birth control.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Police in Michigan are donating equipment to support the fight overseas.
The Wayne County Sheriff's Office and Detroit Police Department are sending 165 bulletproof vests to Ukraine. Authorities say the vests are no longer being used by authorities in Michigan because it is considered expired, but they say it still works fine. Detroit Police Chief James White.
Any opportunity that we take or we can take to save someone's life. If one of these vests that were scheduled for recycle keeps someone alive, I mean, that's what this is all about.
They say they hope to send more vests in the future. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A benefit concert to support Ukraine, scheduled for tonight in Vienna, has been canceled. Musica Terna, led by Theodoros Kourentzis, a Greek-born conductor, is based in St. Petersburg and supported by one of Russia's largest state-owned banks. And that's the World News Roundup. For Tuesday, April 12th, I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.